Strange Adventure.
Bill Kelly considered himself the best trans-desert truck driver on the run between Damascus and Baghdad. And tonight he intended to set a new record for the run. The native swampers had just loaded the last case, and Kelly started to climb into the cab of the big van. Then he felt a tap on his shoulder and turned, facing a small, slight man.
Pardon me, sir, but I understand that you're leaving for Baghdad immediately. Could I ride along?
Well, no, wait a minute. This isn't a passenger bus. Why don't you take a plane?
The planes are quite full for the next 2 days, and I have to be in Baghdad before then on a very important mission. I shall pay you very well if you'll just let me ride.
Well, all right, but I warn you, the trip will be rugged. There ain't any paved roads. No roads at all, in fact. We just check our compasses and bounce over the sand in the general direction of Baghdad. And I might tell you that I drive fast.
Oh, I shall be ever grateful for your kindness.
In a few minutes, the giant truck was roaring through the clear desert night. Kelly hadn't exaggerated the roughness of the trip. The little Englishman was off the wide seat more than he was on it. He bounced against the door, then back against Kelly. Within the first hour, he was as black and blue in spots as the desert night itself. Just as the truck topped a slight rise in the rugged desert, a shot cracked in the darkness, and a bullet smashed into the side of the van. Kelly pushed the throttle down to the floorboards.
Hang on. We've got to get out of here and fast. We're being sniped at by a gang of desert raiders. They've got fast horses and high-powered rifles. They know the desert. They won't give up easy, and they'll probably try to head us off before we get to the next village.
A few more bullets whined or smacked harmlessly into the truck as Kelly squeezed all possible speed out of the engine. It was not long before the pursuers were outdistanced, and the truck driver and his passenger could breathe easily again. Kelly smiled at the little man.
That was sure a wild ride, but we got away for a while anyway.
The passenger peered through the windshield as if searching the night-shrouded wilderness.
Yes, you know, we may be safe from the raiders, but my friend, in getting away, you got off your course. We'll never get to Baghdad by traveling in this direction.
The truck driver turned to the little man beside him.
Now, look, if you don't mind, I've been driving this truck for almost 3 years, and I've always hit Baghdad without getting lost. Now, if you don't mind telling me, just how many times have you crossed this desert?
Oh, this is my first time. But I know we're not traveling in the same direction we were when we left Damascus.
Oh, we're not, ain't we?
Oh, no.
We'll find out.
The driver stopped and checked his compass and his maps. Then he shook his head in amazement.
Well, see, you're right. I can't understand it.
There was a bit of pride in the little man's voice.
Well, I've been noting the position of the constellation Orion there in the east. You see, I was a professor of astronomy at Oxford.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Backfire, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.